Well, to me, I think niggas got Drake twisted. A lot of niggas be playing pity-patting with Drake. I don't like that, period. Drake is one of us, so if you f***ing with Drake, you f***ing with us, period. You understand me? And as we've been in the business this long, we never been the type of brand to be running around f***ing with niggas. That's not us. We don't do that. You know what I mean? We into making money. We professionals at what we do. We go do our show, we leave. Whatever we do, we know how to stick and move is make the money and go. So we won't go home to our family. This rap shit get gangster, man. Come up with rappers, shoot. Ain't wasn't no fighting in my era. We was shooting, motherfucker. Fuck me, I'm blasting straight up. I ain't got time to be playing with you. We gonna do this and end this now. It's a different era, and we don't promote that. We not about none of that. But I think sometimes shit get out of hands, and you know, you just got to be ready for whenever and however it ever do. About that. Yeah, that's up the money. The trouble comes with that.
What advice do you give him? Because you've seen so much.
I mean, to me, Drizzy ain't did nothing wrong. He ain't done nothing wrong to nobody. He's just doing great music. You understand me? He's not a reckless guy out there just wilding. Now he's a humble kid making great music. So like I say, if you're in this business, things happen, and when it happens, you just got to be ready for it. However it happened, if it happened, we never been a brand to carry ourselves in any foul manner. None of us, none of the acts. We know we've been doing this. We want to do it for 20 more years. Trouble brings on trouble, and that could cost a nigga could lose their life, go to jail, penitentiary. We ain't got time for that. We did all that. We did enough of that, so these niggas ain't got to do it. You understand me? So, but at the same time, if it does come, you just have to deal with it accordingly, and you're a man, make sure you're standing on top.